is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, so of course you can take control. Of course, we'll also bring up things for you to discuss, should you like, should you find them interesting. And Mark, last night, I don't know if you have got this ready. We just kind of ran in here just before the show, but or at least I did.
Yeah, I've been sitting here.
The food pyramid story that I found like an interesting topic, because they just changed the food pyramid. It wasn't long ago. I mean, the food pyramid had been one way for a long time. Then they reversed the food pyramid, and now because
it was
went,
then the like the food funnel,
right, because it was a pyramid with the larger part on the bottom.
Before that, it was a square.
Really, I don't even remember that far.
That's
back.
Because I'm so much older than you, Ian. So, it was the four food groups.
Do you remember that, Mark? The square?
Okay, I remember the four food groups part. I could act smart because I've read this article, and she's right.
Yeah.
But I honestly didn't think of it as a rectangle, but I do remember the four basic food groups, kids.
But three-fourths of it was controlled by the meat and dairy industry, which was pretty funny.
Uh-huh. Figures. So it's a political thing. It's a political football all along.
Well, and it was, I think it was dairy. According to this, I think it was dairy and meat, and that's half. And then fruits and vegetables was a quadrant, and then breads and cereals was a quadrant.
Okay, you're right. I stand corrected. So only half. So they had all of, they had dairy distinguished from meat as if, rather than just putting all the animal products into one.
Basically, what you had was three-quarters of the food group called subsidized, highly subsidized. And then
okay.
one quadrant was called like lightly subsidized.
Uh-huh. Buy our stuff.
Yeah.
So what has happened now? Because they have changed things again.
Once again, they've changed it. Now it's choosemyplate.gov.
Oh,
First Lady Michelle Obama and Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack announced today that the USDA will throw out its famous food pyramid, also known as My Pyramid, and replace it with My Plate. The USDA Food Guide has had many
pie
looks.
Chart now.
What's that?
Is it a pie chart now?
It looks like a plate. I mean,
we probably can't call it a pie, though, because she frowns upon quote-unquote junk food, so that might, if we call it a pie, that's too close to junk food, maybe?
It would be a pie cut by a drunk person anyway. It's not really set up that way. You know, it's got smaller sections and larger sections, but they're not pie-shaped.
I'm looking at it right here. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. There are different colors. There are four different colors on the plate.
Five.
What?
Five.
There
are four on the plate.
I see purple, orange, red,
green. There's a blue one that looks like a cup.
It's a cup,
somewhat nearby.
Oh. Oh, that's supposed to be the glass?
Yes. Apparently. So, Mark, tell me all about this.
All right. So, it's
because I just love following the government's suggestions as to what I should eat.
The USDA.
You know, they're only
thing.
Looking out for your best interests.
These people are on all kinds of different diets right now. Lots and lots of people doing different things. There's people who are doing the
low carb thing.
Yeah, the low carb thing.
With it.
There's lots of that.
Good for them. It seems to be working for them.
Sure. That's
fine.
It works to
help you lose weight, but it does not help you be healthier.
Hmm.
I think that's true. I think you needed to do a certain amount of exercise.
Dale says he's the healthiest he felt in a long time.
Fine.
I mean, how can you disbelieve a person?
He also said he started working out this week, too. So.
No, he said that before he started working out.
He's got a gluten allergy.
Okay.
Gotcha. So this doesn't work for everybody.
Hmm.
USDA's, and I think that's the point.
Of course it doesn't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everyone's different.
There's
right.
No. Right. That's the point that I'm trying to make
right.
to you, that this, it doesn't work for everybody, and there's no panacea here. The USDA's food guide has had many looks throughout the years, from 1958 through 1979. That 58's the hubris, where they really stepped forward and said, we're going to tell you how to eat, America. Mm-hmm. The guide was a rectangle that had the four basic food groups blocked out: dairy, meat, fruit and vegetables, breads and cereals. In 1979, a stacked diagram was introduced. It placed fruits and vegetables on the top and meat products on the bottom. Only a year later, the USDA conducted research for a new image that producers of food that were placed on the bottom began protesting. The new design was released in 1991 and then promptly withdrawn and redesigned due to pressures from the meat industry, whose product was recommended only in small quantities. So, you know, there's the pressure from these groups, these interest groups.
Hey, that's not fair.
Hey, people need to eat more meat.
Look at all this money we've given you.
And the Inuits, the poor things, they're going to have a hard time, you know, fulfilling any dietary guidelines, considering they're able to get roots part of the year, but pretty much blubber-y meat for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Then you're not growing any corn up in where the Inuits.
The tundra,
live.
Right.
Yeah. The pyramid was met with anger from nutritionists who said that it encouraged eating too much grain, which in turn encouraged obesity. In 2005, this is pretty recent, the USDA replaced it with the current symbol, My Pyramid, which the My Pyramid really addresses the problems of people being on the top and people being on the bottom. It's slices of a pyramid all going up to the point. So nobody's on the top or the bottom. You're on the outside or the inside.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess I'd never... I feel like I'd seen it. I thought they reversed it. That's not what happened.
Made it like an ice cream cone, you mean?
Yeah, I thought they made it into a funnel.
They turned
it 90
degrees.
The hell?
I wondered what you were talking about the funnel, too. I just knew what a pyramid looked like upside down when I said the funnel. I didn't know what you were referring to precisely. So, anyway.
But if it's an isosceles triangle, then even if you turn it 90 degrees, then...
The triangle itself doesn't turn. The food groups turn within the triangle.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
Not the best way to describe it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
it's like a bunch of ice cream cones shoved together into one ice cream cone, making a multicolored ice cream cone.
Or imagine rays of different colored lights coming from one light up at the top, all spreading out down toward the bottom.
It's like the light that goes to the Pink Floyd... pyramid and then shoots out
the
dark
prism.
Side of the moon.
Yeah. Prism.
Yeah, that's right. But it's a prism shooting downward at food.
Way less cool, though. Way less cool.
A lot less cool. There's a person, a stick person, climbing it, too.
Right.
climbing the food. In an interview with WebMD, Robert C. Post, deputy director of the USDA's Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion, said, "My pyramid was failing to capture the public's attention. The new symbol for the USDA's food guide is meant to inspire the public and actively lead people to make the correct eating choices, particularly in supermarkets and restaurants." Does anybody believe that this educates people really in any way? I mean, are people going to be inspired by the new MyPlate.com? What is it? ChooseMyPlate.gov?
So let me see if I'm clear on something. Have they actually changed the recommendations again, or are they just changing the way it's displayed?
Mostly that.
Okay.
So there's a big section.
They're hiring a graphic artist.
Right.
And they're hiring whoever does the posters and things. So they're providing jobs.
They're paying way too much, I'm sure.
Big sections of vegetables and grains. Small sections of fruits and proteins. Protein, of course, this is a bow to the vegetarians out there. So just get your protein somewhere. And then there's a sort of circular space that's, I guess, about the size of the fruit or the protein in dairy that's just off to the side.
It just angers me to no end, because I've used nutrition to heal myself from cancer and to heal other people from cancer, as well as other asthma and other ailments. And, all fruits and vegetables are not alike, as well as proteins and grains. For example, you cannot equate potatoes with asparagus, nor can you...
Isn't a potato... So some people wouldn't know that would be considered a grain.
Well, it's a starch, even though it's a root vegetable.
Right, right. And haven't I heard that darker fruits are better for you than the ones that aren't so dark?
Well, if you're talking about antioxidants or beta-carotene or, you know...
All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, comment on the government telling you what to eat, or anything you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Once again, toll free, 800-259-9231. All the features on our site, by the way, are completely free. We've got listening options We've got a broadband stream and a dial-up stream, and they are airing the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. So if you've missed a moment, you just click in that way. And, of course, you can also listen on our 101 great radio stations across the country, the satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com for details. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Once again, the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. The food pyramid being changed yet again. This time it is not a pyramid anymore, and it had been for nearly two decades. Apparently they haven't really changed the recommendations too much this time around, but they are disappointed in the American people. Your government is disappointed in you Americans.
Isn't it funny that Bill Clinton several years ago was when he was president, he was taking his morning jog to McDonald's, and at that time, you know, McDonald's was heralded as being, you know, French fries were potatoes and a vegetable and, you know, whatever they say, okay.
So they're disappointed because Americans aren't paying attention to them. They are the government, and they know what's best. And how dare these Americans, how dare they just decide for themselves what to be eating? How dare they not be just absolutely awestruck by our brilliant food pyramid? Now we are going to change things. We're going to hire a new graphic designer, and we're going to release something new and market it, and we're going to hope that the American people will pay attention this time. And I see no reason why the American people are going to pay any more attention this time than they ever have in the past to whatever it is the government wants them to hear about so-called what they should be putting in their bodies.
I think people just largely ignore this stuff. They might look at the colors at some point, but I can't imagine they get their nutritional information from the government. I mean, these food pyramids. I don't know.
Think about third grade, though. Remember in third grade or so, that's when we were required in school to learn about them. We had the projectors and up on the
screen. Oh, I remember the four basic food groups.
Yes.
No doubt. That's imprinted on my mind. Maybe they're teaching kids in school with their little mypyramid.gov.
Well, in a lot of schools now, in elementary school anyway, you have to take a sheet of paper home and you report what you eat at your home.
What?
And then your parents get graded.
Really?
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Absolutely.
Wow. I wouldn't doubt that at all. I mean, that just sounds like the kind of thing that they'd do.
So think about that story we reported on the family. I believe it was in Germany or Great Britain, where it was the breastfeeding woman whose baby had died. And because she was a vegetarian, the parents were vegan. So imagine that. So imagine your kid goes home and comes back, and they don't have any meat on their sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're certainly not obviously healthy. But they eat things like quinoa, which I was talking to Mark about on the break, and that would be considered a grain because you cook it like rice, but it's actually a protein.
Mm.
So, and avocados, people argue, are those a fruit or not? I call them a fruit. But in any case, the most important thing about avocados is the fat in them. They're the best quality fat other than olives that you can eat.
As I understand it, yeah.
So this is all kind of part of this larger picture where government pretends to know what's best for you. And, of course, as you already pointed out, and I think rightfully so, Mark, humans are different. They have different metabolisms. They have different needs. We're not all the same as far as internally.
Also interests. I mean, you know, people are going to have different interests on what to eat, and that's important.
People have different tastes, what they like, what they can tolerate.
People have allergies, and they can't eat some things.
Sure. So government, of course, can't take that into factor because government comes up with a one-size-fits-all solution. And as we know from looking at government programs, the one-size-fits-all typically doesn't always work out for everybody. I don't know what's best for people to eat. I would never go out on a limb and say what's best. I think that people should follow their instincts and follow the advice of nutritionists or doctors or whoever it is they trust.
I've got some advice. If you open the bag and then begin eating, don't eat it.
I have another piece of advice. If you cannot pronounce the ingredients, don't eat it.
These are some pieces of advice that one might, you know, these seem like little things that you could take home with you.
if you, you're saying not to eat anything bagged, Mark? I see you eating pork rinds in here all the time.
That's right. If you open it and eat it, pork rinds, you know, I was on that low-carb diet for a while.
Yeah. He's like, pork rind this, baby.
You know, and pork rinds are like the one snack food you can have. Cheetos.
Okay, so my point here is that the government would like to get you to believe that it knows what's best. And if people actually start to believe that, then that can be kind of dangerous, because then you've got a situation where the government will maybe outlaw things like they have tried to do in certain places. New York City, for instance, has, and I don't know if this has been rescinded. I don't think it has. But the trans fat ban
in
New York City.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's still going, where businesses...
Can't see why it'd go away.
Yeah, businesses cannot cook with trans fat, which, of course, is margarine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the issue where science seems to keep changing its mind. Different scientific studies are done and heralded as the truth. And then later you find out something different is the case.
Like eggs. Eggs
perfect
were bad.
Example.
Eggs are good. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's
eggs
the truth?
Eggs are probably the best example because, you know, they're sort of natural. But margarine and trans fat, they're the same thing. And there was a time when butter was bad, margarine was good.
That's right.
And now it's butter's good and margarine's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably more examples than are coming to mind right now. But, you know, these things are important. At one point, cigarettes were prescribed by doctors.
Well, you know, I think the most heinous thing that the government has done regarding food in the last 50 or so years was making sugar. We used to export sugar, and now we import sugar. And when that happened, high fructose corn syrup became really popular because it's very cheap relative to sugar. And
well,
so,
because they put a bunch of, I thought they put a bunch of tariffs on the import of sugar.
Yeah, I thought that was the reason for it too. But you know,
well, but we initially were exporting sugar, like we were sugar manufacturers in Hawaii, and then they stopped growing. Now they no longer grow sugar in Hawaii.
Why is that?
Because I guess the United States thought that it would be good to employ the Philippines for sugar and make, you know, contracts with other governments and say, oh, okay, kind of like we contracted to buy rice from
Japan. That's the reverse of what I heard. I don't know. I'm curious to verify then, because what I had understood was that the government put tariffs on sugar because most of the sugar was coming in from outside the country. The sugar producers wanted protection from the low-priced sugar coming in from outside.
Right.
So tariffs went up on importing sugar.
But it wasn't
therefore
imported until it was in Hawaii made basically non-profitable to grow sugar. So like all the sugar canes that you see, you know, pure cane sugar from Hawaii growing in the sun. Yeah, that's gone.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
I want more old jingles.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about food and control in moments. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231, because it doesn't get better from here. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing, because something unusual has happened here at ofthefield.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing free food now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at ofthefield.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, note to the board operator, I don't have you on the instant messenger, just so you know. I have no idea if we have anybody on hold. 1-800-259-9231. We're flying blind here on Free Talk Live. But once we get the technical difficulties ironed out, we will take your calls about anything. In the meantime, we're talking about food and control and the government. We will continue in moments.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparels, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. As a matter of fact, Michelle's wearing one of her Liberty Maniac t-shirt here and showing it off to the cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's a nice shirt.
And she makes it look good, that's for sure. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. No hassle, money-back guarantee on all products. New products almost every day. LibertyManiacs.com.
All right, so toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We're talking about food, and what started this conversation was the fact that the government, the U.S. government, is changing its pyramid again. It was the food pyramid, then it became my pyramid after they redesigned it a little bit, and now it is not going to be a pyramid anymore. It's going to be the food plate, which kind of brought up this conversation about food in general and how people are different and how it's absurd to believe that there could be this one-size-fits-all set of recommendations that somehow would be useful for everyone in the world. Or in America, or whatever.
Well, you know that everything that's good for America is good for the whole world.
And then there's the issue of the government tariffs. We were getting into sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Now, according to the Wikipedia article here on high fructose corn syrup, The claim is that the reason why high fructose corn syrup became popular was because of the tariffs as well as subsidies. So it says here, factors, high fructose corn syrup is among the sweeteners that have primarily replaced sucrose, that is table sugar, in the food industry. Factors for this include governmental production quotas of domestic sugar, subsidies of U.S. corn, and an import tariff on foreign sugar, all of which combine to raise the price of sucrose to levels above those of the rest of the world, making HFCS, that is high fructose corn syrup, less costly for many sweetener applications. So it's a number of different things, according to this, that drives the price of sugar up. And most of those things are governmental policies.
Absolutely. And when you think about corn, for example, you know, there's been this urgency to grow corn in order to have ethanol. But the fuel cars, the dual fuel option cars that were, you know, supposed to take off and be so popular a few years ago really didn't.
The ethanol stuff.
Yeah. So now they've got all this corn that they've subsidized farmers to grow. They're no longer growing their wheat and what have you. Instead, they were paid to grow corn. Now they've got all this corn. They don't know what to do with it. And so
could be a lot of canned corn in the grocery store.
But it's not even really edible, I don't think. It's a different grain of corn. I mean, initially corn that was edible was only about, you know, 2 or 3 inches long, this 12-inch thing.
There are certainly different strains of corn. Some of it's meant for feed. Some of it's meant for eating. And
yeah, like what's that Indian corn that you see at Thanksgiving sometimes with the different colors?
It's for decoration.
Right.
For multicolored popcorn.
But that's not edible. It doesn't look edible.
You could eat it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not going to be as good as the sweet corn that you get in the grocery store, that you put in the boiling water, you take
out. Wait, have you ever had corn raw? It's really good. It's
raw?
Sweet. Yeah, it's sweet. When I was raw foodist, I ate raw corn.
No, I haven't had it. I mean, certainly my uncle grew corn, and we'd take it from the stalk and drop it in the pot. I mean, it wouldn't be 5 minutes from picked, and that's the best way to have it, in my opinion, but... You know.
So the government people would love for you to just fall all over their recommendations about what it is you should be putting in your body. They would love for Americans to take it more seriously and pay attention. That's what this whole redesign is about, according to the people that are involved. They're saying that Americans aren't paying attention to our food pyramids.
Well, have they provided an incentive? Is there a reason I should listen to them?
They are the government.
Oh,
you should
right.
listen because you went to government school. And you should know that when government says something, when the government people say something, that you should listen and you should change your lifestyle and your habits appropriately.
Corrected.
As according to what the government said. This is what they would like. They would like for people to just fall right in line with whatever it is they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people were to be so docile, and generally Americans are docile, but in a different way. Americans are docile.
Just lethargic.
they're docile in the way in which that they're going to do what they can to avoid being aggressed against. They're going to, you know, they're going to pay the taxes. They're going to jump through the hoops. They're going to follow the regulations. But when it comes to eating, they're not as docile because they're still in total control for the most part of what they can eat. Obviously, the government still regulates things, like so you get the corn syrup and whatever.
In everything, nearly.
But people can still go to the store. They can still buy the new sodas that are coming out with sugar in them.
Yes.
They can still buy whatever it is that they generally want to for the most part. And so at this point, the government doesn't have a way to micromanage that in people's lives. So it's essentially government people who love to micromanage. They love to control, but they can't. They're frustrated by the idea that Americans are still thinking for themselves. They're still doing what it is they want when it comes to eating.
Yes and no. I read of a school recently that was our school district where it's illegal for parents to send sack lunches now. The kids are required.
That's scary.
That's one school in Chicago, you're right, and apparently they can do whatever they want. According to the Chicago School District, it's scary stuff. Your parents can't send sack lunches?
You're forced to send your kid there, and then the child is being forced to eat the food they provide.
Slop that comes from a can, not, you know, fresh vegetables or whatever. If my kids were in a public school at that point, at that juncture, I'd rip them out simply for the fact that putting whatever you ingest into your body is fundamentally your own right.
So when you've got freedom and the government squashes it, it's apparent to you. You had something, they took it away, you've lost something. You know this. when you're born into a situation in which you don't have the freedom, it's not the same. You don't know because you never had it. And so, therefore, it's harder to bring people who are born into a system of tyranny or slavery to the conclusion or the understanding that they're under a system of tyranny or slavery. So people are like the Internet. When the government wants to crack down on the Internet, there's all kinds of outrage because people realize that they have relative freedom on the Internet, and they like that, a lot of them, about the Internet. I'm excluding the control freaks. I'm talking about, I think, most people on the Internet appreciate the freedom that's there, and I think most people appreciate the ability that they can control their own food supply. They don't go to the government food store. It's not one-size-fits-all food distribution in this country, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. That didn't work very well in Soviet Russia.
Hold on. I don't know that they appreciate the freedom. I think they appreciate the choices.
But when it's taken away is when they realize.
But they, you see, the government doesn't take away as at the same. The government takes and gives at the same time. You know, it gives.
No, it took away trans fat from New York City. I mean, they took it away.
Sure, but there's all kinds of subsidies that go in the food
there
in New York City.
There was all kinds of fat-free food offered at the same time too.
New York City is going to take care of you if you get too poor. They've got some of the largest infrastructure for homeless people out
although
there.
Although it is illegal to feed homeless people, remember that.
In New York or Orlando, I don't know.
Orlando, for sure. They just arrested people for it this week.
But they,
what's that with your point?
You know, what I'm saying is that if you ask people if they want free food, you want the grocery stores to give out free food, they'd say, uh-huh.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And what they don't understand that is if the free food would come from the government, and therefore you'd have a situation where you'd head in Soviet Russia, where you have one type of onion.
Get the bread. Yeah, bread and the water, right? Yeah, I agree with you. I think you're right about that. But my point being that right now we've seen situations where the government has changed regulations. They have proposed new ones like the, what's it called? What's the UN food thing that people have been so concerned with?
Codex?
Codex Alimentarius. So there's a lot of outrage about that. I mean, clearly some people aren't paying attention. Most people aren't paying attention to those proposals. However, if all of a sudden a lot of your favorite foods go away and you find out that it was the government, it's going to make some people angry. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, which is one of the reasons why the government would like people to be more obedient with their food choices and pay more attention to them, which is why they're trying to change the food pyramid into this food plate thing and pitch it ever again to the U.S. people. It's Free Talk Live, more coming up.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea!
Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One a Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com. You'll find features there, and you'll find that they're free, unlike those other talk show hosts. So if you want to support Free Talk Live, considering we give you the website for free, you may voluntarily do so at shop.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through the links you find there. There are different links for different countries. You click into the appropriate one for where you live and then get your shopping done. Amazon will deliver it to your door. You will pay the regular Amazon prices, great prices typically. You enter through those links, though, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the profits that Amazon would normally take all for themselves. They send some of it over to us when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Maybe you're going to Porkfest. Lots of folks getting camping and shooting gear for Porkfest. Probably not a lot of hunting going on at Porkfest, at least not hunting for animals. Manventure.
Yeah, there's like human versus zombies game going on or something.
Yeah, don't shoot anybody with the gear that you get from Manventure Outpost and human versus zombies.
Right.
ManventureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. No Nerf guns. ManventureOutpost.com, they're family owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. You don't know how, you don't know what it takes to be a member of the Better Business Bureau. You have to have a, you have to have good customer relations to be able to do that. Price is so low, in some cases, they can't even advertise. The manufacturer says that, they stipulate that you can't advertise them because they're so low. You can get an additional 5% off with the coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManventureOutpost.com.
All right, so toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got some thoughts on the government food situation as they are changing the pyramid, the food pyramid, into a plate. And it's because they are worried that Americans just aren't paying enough attention to them and the government's recommendations are so important, and so we'll just redesign it. We'll make it look different, and then we'll spend a bunch of money promoting it. Like, remember how they spent, like, millions of dollars, $50 million or something like that, promoting the changes to the currency when they made the prettier, supposedly prettier currency with the extra color and the bigger heads of the people on them. Remember when they did
that? Of course I do, yeah.
I couldn't say how much they spent, but
they spent millions. They spent millions on marketing their own currency.
It's important, though, because the reason is really? The average cashier that's not plugged in to, you know, what's going on says, oh, my goodness. What is this thing? This is counterfeit.
No, I'm sorry. They have businesses who can put up their own notices, like Walmart, for instance. Walmart can print out a piece of paper at their store saying, be on the lookout for this new bill.
Fine, what
the
about
government
people
doesn't
taking...
doesn't have to spend money marketing and buying advertising.
Mark, you are not going to condone the government marketing its own, paying for
That's
advertising
what it sounds like he's
its
doing.
Own currency.
I have no problem with government paying to advertise things that it does. The problem I have with government, and I go over this every single time, is the way that it collects money. The government collects money by using force and violence against people. The money that it has, it should be able to do with as it pleases, just like any other organization can.
All right, I see where you're coming from there. Of course, that argument doesn't even have any kind of validity in what we're discussing here, because the government forces, not just to collect money, but they force people to use their money, and so the money they're forcing people to use, it's called legal tender, they are also paying your money to advertise the money that you're supposed to be forced to use. It's just crazy. It's just a crazy, you know, they're just buying ads through their friends in the advertising business is really all that is. It's just an excuse.
Of all the advertising that the government spends, and it spends
you
a lot of money in advertising.
You just want to argue with Ian tonight.
No, I don't. It makes perfectly good sense to me. Look, if you go to the bank, you get these big Benjamin Franklins on your $100 bill. You're like, what is going on here?
So
the bank will then explain it to you.
Beware, too. Like, if the business doesn't want to have forgery or, you know, you have forged dollar bills, then you have the onus is on you to educate your cashiers.
Well, but you don't take the word of the person from whom you're receiving the money, Ian. So if the bank is telling you, oh, no, this...
If I trust my bank, I would, yeah.
What
are the odds at a bank that I've been doing honest business with?
Lots of people don't trust their bank.
What are the odds that a bank I've been doing honest business with for a long time is all of a sudden going to introduce a counterfeit currency? That seems pretty unlikely.
Lots of paranoid people in this world. Paranoid and uneducated. It's not a great combination.
Okay. I see where you're coming from, Mark, and you're defending the government spending money to market its own monopoly currency.
I have no problem with the government spending money to market its currency.
All right. So 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up what you want. So the government wants to... have you come on board here finally. They're redesigning the food pyramid into a food plate, and they're hoping it will be as enticing as a hot, steaming plate of delicious food. except, I don't know if people are going to really bite on this. I don't know if they're going to find this useful. I don't think they found the food pyramid very useful in general, and it's going to be one of those things you're going to see popping up everywhere. I don't know if you noticed that about the food pyramid, but on a lot of products, these companies were putting the food pyramid on there.
Yeah.
And I found myself wondering, are they doing this because they want to, or are they doing this because they have to?
I think they probably have to.
I would like to know, if I follow the dietary guidelines proposed by the government and I become less healthy than I am now, can I sue the government?
No.
Of course not. They have
no suing the government, ever.
Right, so there's no...
Right.
Nice.
And some people have made the point that the old food pyramid was actually making people fat. That's the old government regulations.
This one isn't any different than any of those pyramids.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with it in a different shape. I don't know what...
I don't remember what the argument was. I'm not familiar with all the food ins and outs, but some people had claimed that.
Claim that carbs will make you fat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of that, right?
Yes. Yeah. So let me get this straight. So vaccines, they don't cause autism, but the government has paid out millions of dollars in civil action suits to parents of children who have autism.
I don't
pharmaceutical
know that.
Pharmaceutical drugs are good for you, but people commit suicide after taking them.
More people die from using pharmaceutical drugs as per their prescription than die from overdoses of illegal drugs.
But they're all FDA approved, mm-hmm. Food and Drug Administration mm-hmm. approved. And then the high fructose corn syrup is also approved, and that has increased, so has obesity because food portions become larger, and so has the blood sugar, diabetes.
Well, I think obesity is a factor also because simply America is so wealthy. I mean, the people have so much money in comparison to people in other places around the world.
Switzerland.
They can spend it on food.
Switzerland is very wealthy, and there aren't fat people there.
Is that true?
I don't know.
There are no fat people there.
Couldn't tell you.
That's quite a claim.
She's more well-traveled than I am.
Yeah, there's... There and they, you know, they drink whole milk. They drink lots of wine. They eat lots of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but eating is, as it's become less ceremonious an occasion in Europe. There has been, like in France, a rise in obesity. Whereas people used to go home and schools and businesses closed between 12 and 2, so that there could be that was the family meal of the day. And you'd have time to digest your food. People are eating on the run and kind of taking on that American eat as you go, eat in the car. You don't digest your food properly. If you eat in a stressful environment or while standing up, then you release cortisol into your body, which, you know, affects your hormone and your endocrine system, and you don't digest your food and it holds on to fat. It's like a flight, you know, stress, the fight or flight, you know, thing in your inside of you, and so it thinks it's like in starvation mode, even though you're stuffing it full of McDonald's cheeseburgers. So, I mean, this whole, I just think, once again, that the government is the root of all evil.
Yeah, well, coercion and force is certainly a root of evil, as far as I'm concerned, because there's all kinds of nasty consequences that come from using force on people. And as I mentioned before, the government doesn't want to stop here. This is not the end. They don't want to just make recommendations to you. They want to start with making recommendations, hope that you'll come on board with their ideas, so you'll be more accepting of when the hammer comes down, which, of course, is going to be more likely when you get a government-run healthcare system. If you actually end up having a success with a government implementing something like this, like they've done to some extent, they've got the mandatory government insurance in Massachusetts. There are certain people that would like to see
Obamacare more of that. Fast.
What's that? Yeah, okay, the Obamacare thing is still coming down the pipe. That's, what, a few years out down the road?
Well, some things have been initially implemented, and more things are coming as things go.
The more the government has control over health care, the more excuse they will have to have this position of this official position on what is the right thing to do for your health. And if you don't do those things, then I'm sorry, you won't qualify for our free health care. So, sure, you'll be able to eat what you want, but you won't be able to take our free health care if you do that. So if you want the free health care, so-called free, it costs a lot through taxes, obviously. But if you want the free health care, then you have to do what we say, and you'll have to have the diet we tell you to have. Could be where this is going. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 2 is on the way. How does it make you feel? Possibility of that being in the future. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.